Giants, go big or go home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. She's a scout mom. She's a Viking fan. She loves Mickey Mouse. She is Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
You just kind of encapsulated your whole life. How was that for
really
an intro?
You really did. I think that pretty much covers all facets of me.
Really?
Yeah, so, okay. Well, a little bit at least. Well,
which is greater, Mickey Mouse or Minnesota Vikings? You tell me.
You can't compare the two. You really can't. Those
nice
are different categories.
Out. Okay, good answer.
Yep. But I appreciate the question.
Not a problem. We are here to talk weather today.
Yes.
And that's all I've heard the past week, people, you know, discussing how nice it is, how beautiful. I mean, we're 42 right now and cloudy on December 8th. Not bad.
Right. It feels more like spring today. It's a little bit humid in the air. Everything's kind of damp.
Well, how did you put that when you first came in? You said something that made it was confusing, but it made sense as far as the weather.
Oh, okay. So okay. I read it. You can't attribute all of this
quote.
To me. This
okay.
isn't
okay.
my quote, and
okay.
I'm going to paraphrase because I don't quite remember the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather we have experienced this week with the warm temperatures is common enough to not be considered uncommon, but it happens in such low frequency that it seems uncommon to us.
Okay. I'm
so
in gridlock.
Statistically, it can be quite common to have these interestingly warm days mm-hmm. this late in the season. We just forget. Because all we hang on to is those 20 below temperatures.
Last December.
Exactly. So we really forget when the weather's nice, but we always remember when the weather is crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't too absurdly uncommon.
Okay.
I mean, are we going to have a brown Christmas this year with no snow? Honestly, the forecast is looking like that.
Yeah, and it might, because it's supposed to warm up into the 40s next week.
Well, and even the long-term forecast still has highs in the mid-30s, upper-30s, and lows just in the 20s.
Yeah, so we're above freezing during most of the days.
Exactly. So the ground is still warm enough that the snow that we're going to get tonight and into tomorrow, it's not going to stick around.
Right.
So if you're hoping for that white Christmas, there's still time.
Yeah.
It might happen.
It could happen.
It could happen. However, right now, the extended forecast is not looking in that direction.
Yeah.
But as far as the weather coming in tonight, we aren't going to receive massive amounts of snow like they will up in Manitoba and in northern North Dakota and Minnesota.
Right now, it's looking like less than an inch. So,
right. So maybe an inch tonight. Less than an inch tomorrow, you're really not going to know because it's going to be so windy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to seem like a dusting, and then it's going to melt.
Right.
So don't expect anything significant, really, but it could cause some travel woes, particularly later this evening when those temperatures start to drop and the snow starts to melt on the roadways because the roads are still warm. We could see some slick spots. So if you're doing any traveling this evening, just be advised there is that winter weather advisory starting at 9 o'clock because travel could get a little sticky if you're going somewhere
mm-hmm.
where they're going to get a little more snow. So if you're heading north, you know, probably take some caution. If you're heading further south, you're probably not going to see any issues.
But still, check those survival kits too in your
yes,
car.
Yes, absolutely.
Make sure they're updated and up to speed.
Yep. Make sure you have those winter survival kits with you, and that your cell phone battery is charged, and you're leaving with a full tank of gas, and somebody
mm-hmm.
knows where you're going and approximately when you're going to arrive and when you're going to come back, and all of those things, just to make sure that someone knows your whereabouts.
So let me ask you this, because you're emergency management and you're privy to information too. When you look ahead, you mentioned like the long term forecast for the winter. Do you get things for like through January and February? I mean, can you look that far ahead?
Well, anybody can get that off of the weather service.
But I mean, you specifically, because you've got more in-depth information coming to you.
You know, I take all of that with a grain of salt.
All right.
And I typically will look at that 7 to 10 day forecast and base my predictions
okay.
off of
all right.
that.
Well, good call. That's what I do too.
Absolutely. So if you look at that, you know, a week out or 10 days out, it gives you a decent idea on what's going to happen. But really, it's that 2 to 3 day forecast.
So my takeaway is don't ever ask Brianna to be the farmer's almanac.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I, you know, I think
you don't
the Farmer's
go out that
Almanac
far. I like
is
it.
Great.
Yeah.
I think everything in there is statistically, like, it's nice to know. It's look, it's an almanac. It's a piece of history, and it's
right.
a piece of time, and predictions that we think will happen based on, you know, whatever has happened on this date in the past.
But a lot of it can be considered entertainment,
right.
too.
Right. It's, you know, it's a little more anecdotal than anything.
Right.
So
I have to talk with my friends there. Usually once or twice a year, I'll I'll get a report on the phone from the Farmer's Almanac people. And they're great people. And they're funny.
Absolutely.
They're funny. Talk about a group with a great sense of humor that knows how to laugh at themselves. Oh, yeah. It's the Farmer's Almanac people. I'm having to get to them on in January. I'll get them on the air.
And see how their predictions
you'll,
were.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So, again, yeah, just kind of keep this in mind. It's crazy talking 42. Again, I'm remembering last December.
Last December was particularly brutal. Last winter, just in general.
Was awful.
It was. It was terrible. And it lasted forever. And we had the early season storms, then followed by the regular season storms and the mid-season storms and the late season storms and then the spring that would never come.
Right.
So the fact that we are having these milder temperatures in December is a little bit of a reprieve. However, don't think that winter is not going to show up. It will eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that about last year, too. And you mentioned how long it lasted, the winter. Because I remember in among school announcements, you coming in to talk recycling in April.
Yes.
And the weather
Absolutely.
Was just horrid.
Right. We were talking about all the recycling things and the promotions we do in April. And we were still storming every day. And normally, it's so sloppy, messy outside when we talk recycling.
That's right.
And it was feet of snow still. So.
Let's mention that in closing here, recycling too, because that's going on all the time, right?
Well, right. And right now, everybody is, you know, gearing up for the holidays, and you have all of those extra recyclables because everybody's cooking more amounts, and you have, you know, wrapping paper and cardboard and shipping boxes and all of those things. So keep in mind that you can recycle almost all of your items outside the recycling center all hours of the day. So 24/7, you can get to those recycling bins to get rid of your newspaper and magazines and office paper and cardboard and glass and aluminum and tin.
Everything. You guys offer options for everything.
Yes. The only thing that you physically have to come to our facility to recycle when we're open is light bulbs.
Right.
Everything else you can do outside the building that's in South Breck.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have any questions about if an item is recyclable or where you're supposed to take it, 218-643-5815, and I can help you out.
Well, and I always ask about scouts, too, because you're a scout mom. How's that going?
Good. We have our Christmas party coming up, so the scouts are excited about that. Pinewood Derby is next month.
Wow.
Exactly.
Already.
I know. Well, it's January's next month.
Unbelievable.
So, it's a good season to be a scout.
Brianna Koval, always good to have you in here on a Friday.
Absolutely.
It helps me get the jump start on my weekend, sees, with some positivity here.
I try my best.
It's good. Brianna Koval stopping in Wilkin County Emergency Management. We talk with Brianna every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Sugar cookies, Christmas carols, and great morning radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas from Dablo in the Morning Show on the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Shake it on the dance floor. Crowd screaming, more.